Well, the Cabinet has agreed that Level 5 restrictions will continue for another 6 weeks until the 5th of March. Everyone arriving into the country will have to observe a period of some form of mandatory quarantine. People arriving here without a negative PCR test or from Brazil or South Africa will face mandatory quarantine in a designated hotel for 14 days. Others, who until now were required to fill in locator forms and advised to restrict their movements, will also have to observe a mandatory period of quarantine at home. There are also increased fines, tougher enforcement, including checkpoints near the border. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now and can tell us more. And first, if we can go through, Micheál, the various elements of these travel restrictions and the differences between mandatory hotel quarantine and quarantine in another setting, including at home.
Yeah, for people travelling from Brazil and South Africa, it seems fairly straightforward that those people will have to be held almost or at least observe 14 days quarantine in a hotel. Those locations, all part of the work that has to be done because this plan doesn't look to be completed yet. Some of the opposition say it's far from completed, but it looks like that could be or is likely to be hotels near airports. Also, people then who don't have that negative test as they arrive in Ireland, they'll also face a period where they would have to stay in those locations. That's kind of the key big difference and something that has been called for quite some time. Then for the majority of people, it looks like they would have to quarantine at home. This is the first time that this has happened too, that moving from that point where it was merely advisory. So you're going to see a more detailed and rigorous checking of people that they are in the locations they said they were. And that will have to be confirmed in forms they fill out when they arrive, that detail spelt out in the clearest terms. But then a question that's been asked repeatedly, how will that rule around people having to stay in their homes or in a stated place be policed? Eamon Ryan, the Transport Minister, last night saying that the Gardaí won't be able to enter the homes of those people. They will have to use their discretion and form of view from outside the home. There will also be fines there for people who don't stay at the place they said they're going to stay for a period of days. Now, while it's 14 days for people who will be in the hotels, and people who don't have the PCR test, there is a possibility that some people coming from other countries who are restricting their movements at home, that after 5 days, if they get a second negative test at a future point, they may be able to leave self-isolation at that stage. The fine detail around all that, though, like so many other details in this plan, despite a very lengthy cabinet meeting that ran for almost 4 hours, still has to be worked out.
Was there a lot of division at that cabinet meeting? Because there are reports this morning that ministers like Catherine Martin, Simon Harris, Norma Foley and Jack Chambers, I think quoted as well, are not quoted but mentioned as well, as wanting the restrictions to go much further and the mandatory quarantining to be imposed for everybody arriving into this country.
Yeah, I think there was a view that in particular, if the variant and the many variants that are being spoken about is not just confined to those countries mentioned yesterday, Brazil and South Africa, and the clear view is that it isn't, well then, that it should be a far more extensive quarantine system and should in some cases perhaps apply to all. And the three ministers who were mentioned in connection with that were Catherine Martin, Simon Harris, and also the Chief Whip, Jack Chambers. I think also questions about how long this will take to get up and running and the timelines involved and some concerns about that, because I think the memo as it was originally presented to Cabinet yesterday, some describing it as quite vague and a view that a lot of work has to be done here. I mean, one key thing that will have to be done is legislation so that these rules will apply to EU citizens. People outside the EU seems relatively straightforward. That just requires a change of regulation, but primary legislation required for others. And that, even in the best case scenario, will take a number of weeks. also clarity sought about how this will apply to people from Northern Ireland. The Transport Minister saying that people travelling from the north, they can face those similar fines and that they would be subject to the same rules. That's particularly relevant too for people flying into Northern Ireland and making their way down here, that they will also be subject to those rules. Of course, another key change and the key emphasis that government has been trying to highlight for the last 24 hours is that desire within it to try and prevent people taking holidays. So those who are outside their 5 kilometre limit or 5 kilometre zone, if their intention is to go on a holiday or to go abroad, well, the fine will increase for that particular group from €100 to possibly €500.
The opposition calling these measures half measures and half baked, and also saying, where's the plan? What is the plan once we get to March the 5th? We're told the numbers are falling at a rate of falling by half every 10 days. So what is the plan going forward?
The plan is unclear. The emphasis yesterday very much on trying to reduce the numbers further. That view expressed at Cabinet as well, the Taoiseach saying afterwards that even at the end of February, on current trends, that you could still possibly see 1,300 people in hospital. So that's the main reason why the plan, the current restrictions run until March the 5th. Where exactly things go in the aftermath of that, all we know is that the approach will be cautious and the approach will be conservative and that you will see restrictions around international travel. The opposition saying that's not sufficient. Those restrictions should be tighter and there should be some vision about where things go in the aftermath of that. And of course, that opens up that entire question then of a strategy. And many, many people in the opposition ranks in recent times now saying that there should be a zero COVID strategy, a full eradication of the virus. Again, government adamant, that's not something that will be pursued because, in the words of the Taoiseach, it's a promise that can never be fulfilled. Others yesterday saying that even if it was achieved in the short term, even though that could take a long time, perhaps that isn't something that could be achieved in the short term. But even if it was, that then the country, as soon as it was reopened, the virus had the potential to return. So from a government point of view, it's an option not worth pursuing, it seems. The opposition adamant, though, and they do say it is evidently clear that it does work in some places, and New Zealand and Singapore cited several times.
Micheál Lehane, thank you. 20 minutes past seven.